July 2025. General Motors leaders are in a financial call, and investors are not happy. GM has just spent billions on giant EV factories with the goal of becoming the market leader. But they fell far, far below their goal, and they now have over $130 billion in debt. But it's not just them, the entire industry is suffering. Ford is cutting EV production, and Musk is pivoting to robotics and AI. GM's investors are furious. How does GM expect to be profitable with EVs when even players like Tesla apparently cannot? How did this happen? GM was the company to dominate EVs. Even Musk himself thought so. How did it all go so wrong? This is what happens when a company bets the house and it goes wrong. It all began after a crucial turning point. General Motors had emerged from their bankruptcy in 2009. It was a new company with new ambition, and much of that came from its new CEO, Mary Barra. She had big plans for GM, groundbreaking plans.
General Motors, we believe in an all-electric future. We're working to a goal where we have zero crashes, zero emissions, and zero congestion.
On January 28, 2021, came the big announcement. GM vowed to go all-electric by 2035. GM planned to spend $35 billion by 2025 in order to produce EVs, including R&D and overhauling factories like their one in Orion, Michigan, which alone would cost $4 billion. This seems like a drastic pivot, but it's actually not so sudden. In the background, GM had been making moves all along. In 2016, it released the Chevrolet Bolt EV with a range of over 200 miles. In 2017, it acquired Strobe, a self-driving car company. Then, in 2019, GM began developing the BEV3 platform. This was the architecture for the new generation of GM battery electric vehicles. The most important part of GM's plan was the Ultium platform. Unveiled in 2020, it was designed to help GM scale their EV production massively, across multiple brands too. New batteries, new software, new architecture. This was GM's golden ticket to scaling EV production. But let's take a step back, because something about this move is even stranger. EVs had a lot of hype, but in terms of green vehicles, hybrids were by far the most common. Some companies had moved into hybrids, then EVs, and some just fully stuck with hybrids, like Toyota. But GM had a different philosophy. Skip them altogether. It's not the end game because it's not zero emission. We're trying to be very smart about how we do that and how we deploy capital there. GM did produce some hybrids, but their focus was further ahead. The logic is sound in theory, but reality tends to be a lot messier. But Mary Barra was willing to take the bet because of Tesla. In 2019, Tesla's earnings finally entered the green at $20 million, then to $1.9 billion in 2020. Then, by 2022, $13 billion. It was at this point that GM made their big announcement to go all in on EVs. The EV market was exploding, Tesla was cashing in, and everyone suddenly realized EVs were here. Barra didn't just want to expand into EVs. She wanted GM to dominate them. We want to lead in EVs, full stop, and so that's where we're aggressively moving. We aren't going to cede our leadership position to anyone. Their goal? 400,000 EVs by the end of 2023, which they announced in February 2022. To be clear, Tesla was still much further ahead, at 1.3 million cars sold, but that 400,000 was still important. It was the first step in catching up to Tesla, and it wasn't just consumer cars either. Under their corporate brand, BrightDrop, they were developing EV vans for giants like FedEx and Walmart. GM wanted to dethrone Tesla, and to be fair, they were the company to do it. GM is a colossal car company. They own Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Buick, Holden, Hummer, and more. And at this time, they were selling almost 7 million cars a year. When you look at how many vehicles we're going to be able to launch across many segments, that's why by mid-decade, we think we'll be in a leadership position. And it wasn't just Mary who believed so. Even Musk said, Hypothetically, if GM did make lots of electric cars, then they would be the leader. Though, even with GM's near 7 million cars a year, 400,000 EVs in under 2 years is a lot, especially with GM needing to invest in new factories, machinery, staff training, R&D, and plenty more. Unfortunately for Mary and GM, things didn't go quite as planned. Last year, someone charged a bunch of Facebook ads onto my credit card. That's when I realized the biggest financial risk online isn't just scams, it's weak security. Since then, I've taken online security way more seriously, and that's why I use ProtonPass, today's sponsor. ProtonPass is a free, fully encrypted password manager from the same team that built ProtonMail and ProtonVPN. No ads, no trackers, no selling your data. It's a privacy-first company funded by the people who actually use it. Here's the reality. If you're still recycling the same password with tiny tweaks, you're one leak away from losing your money, your accounts, or both. ProtonPass fixes that instantly. One strong master password, and it generates secure logins, autofills them, and syncs across all your devices for free. It also comes with Hide My Email, which lets you create disposable aliases instead of handing out your real address. If a site gets hacked or starts spamming you, just kill the alias and walk away. Plus, it has integrated 2FA, credit card storage, dark web monitoring, and even passkey support. For me, the big win is peace of mind. I use ProtonPass across both my personal accounts and my business accounts, and it's the first time I've felt like my online identity isn't hanging on by a thread. Start browsing securely from anywhere. Use the link in my description to check out ProtonPass for a safer, faster, and more open internet. Thank you to Proton for supporting our videos. Prior to GM's big announcement, people were already bullish. People noticed GM's big EV spending. The writing was on the wall. GM share price climbed over 180% to an all-time high of $59 in May 2021, and for the rest of that year, it stayed high. Investors were confident, and GM was confident. But that's where the good news ends. Pretty quickly, GM realized that their ambitions were a bit far-fetched. By 2023, GM's big EV rollout was badly behind schedule. Out of 400,000 cars, they had only sold 76,000 EVs. So, what went wrong? Let's take a closer look, because when we do, things get even worse. GM was confident in their EVs because of their new Ultium batteries. This was their breakthrough to scaling EV production. Yet, in 2023, GM only sold 13,800 Ultium EVs, and 2/3 of those were a single car model, the Cadillac LYRIQ. In fact, 82% of GM's total EV sales was the Chevrolet Bolt EV, which was introduced in January 2016 and was about to end production altogether. This means that out of GM's total car sales, Ultium EVs were just 0.5% in 2023. So, why was no one buying the Ultium EVs? Well, that's not quite it. The problem lies in the production line. GM had underestimated how difficult building these batteries would be. The process was highly delicate, yet had to be done at high speed and high scale. Each of these includes 24 cells, attached to a cooling plate with special thermal adhesive, and assembly is a complex and exacting process even for robots. The assembly line could do 5 jobs per hour with the goal of 30 jobs per hour, but that didn't happen. Mike Anderson, GM's Vice President for Global Battery Systems, explained that, "Nobody has experience doing this job. No one's really done it at this rate and this scale, including ourselves." There were reportedly months of 24-hour days, revising specs, modifying drawings, adjusting alignments, adjusting the flow and timing of the glue, all pushing towards that 30 job per hour goal. Mary Barra reassured that these problems would be resolved, and that by mid-2024, there would be a significantly higher Ultium EV production. GM was still pouring billions into new factories and R&D. But how are they funding all this? Some of it came from their existing gas cars, notably their trucks, which GM actually leads in the US. Ironic that gas cars were powering the new EV revolution, but there was also another source. GM had to fund this big strategy with debt, and Lots of it. Since 2013, GM's debt has jumped from $20 billion to $130 billion. GM CFO Paul Jacobson admitted that GM plowed far more money than some competitors into EV development. We dug a bigger hole very intentionally, and now GM was stuck in it. But what about those vans for FedEx and Walmart? Unfortunately, the same problems. There was a supply bottleneck as BrightDrop Ultium batteries weren't ready, and when they were, sales were very slow. In fact, they only sold about 250 in total. Then, GM officially conceded. In October 2023, GM announced that they were dropping the 400,000 EV goal, or rather, moving the goalpost. GM said their focus now was getting to 1 million EVs by the end of 2025. But even if GM could fix these past hiccups, they had another arguably worse problem. Demand for EVs was overhyped. People were buying EVs, sure, but not as many as automakers had hoped. In 2023, Ford's Mach-E SUV sold over 40,000 units, up 3% from the previous year, and the F-150 Lightning sold over 15,000, up 18%. In their official sales report, we see Ford's total vehicle sales were almost 2 million units, and total EVs made up just 64,000. So, in reality, EVs accounted for just 3.2% of sales. That's especially bad when you also consider that Ford had spent close to $50 billion on EV factories. EVs just aren't selling enough to make a return, and this hurts companies even more when we look at subsidies. GM released one of the only affordable EVs, under $30,000. Nowadays, there are very few new cars under $30,000, let alone EVs. This was a breakthrough, but here's the catch. They could only do it with government support and tax credits. The Chevrolet Equinox, another cheaper model, lists at $35,000, but only after a $7,500 tax break, putting the real price well above $40,000. Much of the huge push for EVs came from governments, be it mandating all gas cars be gone or offering subsidies. But governments have gotten cold feet. Germany ended their EV subsidy program in December 2023, and New Zealand, France, and Sweden also followed suit. Now, in the US, Trump has done the same with the Big Beautiful Bill. That $7,500 EV tax credit was gone. GM was in trouble. But what can GM even do? Their factories are struggling, their EVs can't sell, and now they have a mountain of debt. Are they heading for another bankruptcy? In the July 2025 earnings call, Mary Barra and GM's leadership are chewed out by investors and analysts. Adam Jones, an auto analyst at Morgan Stanley, bluntly calls out Barra. Elon seems to be also exiting the auto industry, clearly pulling capital out of the business and doubling down on AI, autonomy, and robotaxis. So, how does GM expect to be profitable with EVs when players like Tesla apparently cannot? Barra replied, "Overall, we're focused on what's going to drive manufacturing optimization." But investors weren't too impressed. Another analyst from Piper Sandler hit back, "In our view, if GM and other traditional automakers want to emerge from their multi-year funk, they don't need smart tactics, they need bold strategic changes." What could GM do? Well, something fascinating has happened to the car industry these past few years. Despite absurd EV hype, another car has been winning. Most would have thought that with EVs, hybrids would quickly die off, but that's not what happened. Hybrid sales in 2023 leapt to almost 1.2 million in the US, up 53% from 2022. Globally, that number is over 4 million. Hybrids are even growing more than EVs. The more modern plug-in hybrids are also growing, showing a 65% year-over-year increase in 2024. For comparison, battery EVs grew by 23%. The electric battery market is growing massively, but people often attribute that to EVs. But in reality, it's the hybrids doing the heavy lifting. What makes this growth even crazier is that hybrids are a much bigger market. The global hybrid vehicle market was valued at $291 billion in 2024, and that's expected to grow to over $500 billion by 2032. Even with EVs growing and the billions poured into them, they're still quite niche, and now companies are backpedaling. Ford began increasing hybrid production in 2024, with the aim of quintupling production while pulling back on EVs. In May 2024, Ford CEO Jim Farley said, "We should stop talking about it as transitional technology. Many of our hybrids in the US are now more profitable than their non-hybrid equivalent." GM realized they had jumped the gun, so now GM is U-turning back to hybrids. Vera now has a new opinion. "Our strategy is to offer our consumers choice. We've got an incredible portfolio of vehicles, both EV and ICE, and we've got flexibility." GM has gone from skipping hybrids to now offering consumers choice. GM is reportedly planning to launch 9 different hybrids in the next few years, including new variants of the Cadillac Escalade, GMC Yukon, and the Chevrolet Tahoe. They have also partnered with Hyundai to launch new cars in Central and South America in 2028, including both internal combustion and hybrid. GM has backpedaled, and while it might be a mark of shame, it's been the best thing for them. Slow and steady wins the race after all, but now they have a challenging task ahead of them. GM is still committed to EVs. The company still sees an EV future eventually, and GM is still pouring money into EV development trying to save their investment. But GM has bigger problems. The cost of these factories, battery plants, and new car models are high, and even higher is their debt. $130 billion, close to their debt when they went bankrupt in 2009. Bank of America wrote, "The next 4+ years will be the most uncertain and volatile time for GM in product strategy ever. But there is hope." And speaking of hope, we're trying to cross 1 million subscribers by the end of this year, and we're over 80% there. If you hit subscribe right now, we might just be able to pull it off. In 2025, their share price climbed back up past 50. They've increased their dividend and did a $6 billion share buyback to give investors confidence. And that's the key to GM now. They still have $27 billion in cash, and things are potentially looking up. Their hybrids might be here as early as 2027, and their EV business, even if slow, is still growing. They even have 12% market share in the United States. It seems investors are more confident in GM now that they're diversifying from their aggressive all-or-nothing EV plan. At least for now. Ford's going through a similar crisis, but they're arguably in an even worse position. Check out this video to learn more, but until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.